Hey, I'm Tori Porter, and I'm the CEO and founder of iFox Fitness, where I online train dozens of women to get foxy by annihilating their stress and becoming a priority to step into who they really are as moms, wives of first responders, and military members, as women with big aspirations. I want each of you to walk away with a piece of power you can use to do the same. Each week, I'm going to go give you an inside look of what me and my foxy ladies are doing and how you can create and apply these principles to your regimen so you can step into your fox mode, where you are most confident, your love life is booming, you're a master of your day, you are strong, feel beautiful from the inside out, and well-rested. Why? Because a woman who can do that can do anything and handle much more. You ready?
All right, welcome to the Find Your Fox podcast. This is Coach Thaisha, and today I'm talking about holiday travel and holiday travel essentials, like what you need to stay on track and stay on your plan, especially when your life gets a little bit hectic. This holiday season, and I'm recording on still in November, so I have one more day of like less hecticness, but come December, I'm going to New York to be a typical New York tourist. I'm going to do like Rockefeller Center. I'm going to walk around downtown, go to all the Christmas villages, just live my little Christmas life because I love Christmas. And hopefully there's no snow, but I'm going to have a very typical touristy New York Christmas. And then I'm going to be home for like a week and a half. And then we are going off to Vegas to spend some of the holidays with some family that we have down there. So a lot of this month we'll be living out of suitcases, and that kind of makes things difficult, but I'm going to do some certain things to help make sure that I stay on track with everything. A lot of this can do with what places I decide to book. So I want to look for hotels that have gyms, and I want to find places that are good for walking or running if I want to do anything like that. So I'm kind of on the lookout for those types of locations when I am booking any kind of hotel. If there is a community that I'm staying at that has like a pool and, you know, club area, a lot of the time that they have a gym that is like either, you can bring in guests and stuff like that. So I'm going to also take advantage of that too. So between those two workouts, I got it covered a little bit. I'm also supplementing in some stuff, but, first thing that I want to talk about is seasonings. So I love my Feast Mode seasonings. And I sprinkle on everything. So what I think I'm gonna do is when I get to my destination, I'm gonna go and find a Kroger's, Safeway, somewhere with a deli, like even Whole Foods would work great, or Trader Joe's. I don't know if Trader Joe's has a deli, but I know that Whole Foods does. And I'm gonna get the shredded chicken or chicken breast, and I'm gonna eat that with vegetables. I like the butter herb. So the three seasonings from Feast Mode that I suggest are butter herb, Tennessee whiskey, and tequila lime. Those are like my three favorite to keep around. I also like the Trader Joe's everything but the bagel and everything but the elote. Both are really nice for chicken and rice and everything like that. I know that Feast Mode does samples, so you can buy like a sample pack online that has like all their flavors, but they're in these really, really small little baggies that you can just take along with you, make it super easy, so that's great too. So how are you going to prepare this food? This one is a little bit more complex and will take some planning, but I don't know if you know, Minute Rice has little jasmine rice cups that I found them at Walmart and Target. I don't really know where else you can get them. I'm sure Safeway has them. But I would heat those up. I would actually take them out of their plastic container and put it on like a paper plate before doing that. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. So you can get plastic like meal prep containers and paper plates or bowls for heating. So I don't encourage people leaving food in plastic containers to heat, or really like I would say at all, but if you're traveling, this is the lightest and most convenient way to do so. So I would suggest going like, and I need to have a whole episode about this app because I love it so much. There's an iPhone and I believe Android app called Think Dirty, and you can scan items in the store and they tell you like toxins, issues with it. Like, so you can shop, you can be an informed consumer, right? I would take that app and I would go find some paper plates that are good, right? Don't have any toxins, have a low score on that app. It's scored by, you know, higher numbers, more toxins, lower number, or no number, no toxins. So, yeah, I would do that just to be able to warm up my food. I have another way of warming up food, but this works more in a car, and I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. So, I like to bring along the ISO bag or Six Pack Fitness. These are meal prep container bags that have, like, they're designed to fit those square meal boxes. Keep it cool, and many times they come with those insertable ice packs. They make it really, really easy just to make all the food at home and put it in the hotel fridge and just warm it as you need it. So I also found that you can use Pyrex Snapware in it too. It doesn't fit as well as the plastic containers just because they are a little bit smaller, different dimensions, but it still works in there. So if you are driving to the place that you can go, I would do the glass containers because, like, weight is obviously not an issue, but when you're flying, weight can be an issue. Worrying about breaking it can be more of an issue too, etc. So I would just kind of watch for that. And those fitness meal prep bag companies also have things like gym bags. I saw in Six Pack Fitness that they have, like, a gym bag one where it fits some meal prep containers, and then it also has space for whatever you want to take to the gym, which would make a really, really good large carry-on bag. So that's just something to think about. You can kind of knock two birds out with one stone. You wouldn't have to carry around a little lunchbox and waste one of your carry-on items on that. So if you can fly an airline where you can take two, I would look into picking up a meal prep gym bag combo or something like that. The next thing that I want to talk about is the Hot Logic. So the Hot Logic is a plug-in lunchbox that heats food. This is really cool. I personally would only use or only try to use glass dishes in this. I'd worry about melting it, and then from the chemical toxin side, obviously I don't want stuff leaching into my food while it's being heated, especially because the Hot Logic will heat food over a longer period of time. So it's a great thing to have, like, especially if you are going to, like, even if you are not traveling, but you're going to lunchrooms where you're having to use, like, a community microwave. It's gross, right? It's just gross. I've heard that there are some concerns about nutrient loss when it comes to using microwaves. I'm not sure, and that's something that I really want to look into, because I know that any time you cook food, like, when you heat food, you lose nutrients. Like, no matter, even if you steam it, like, you lose a different amount than if you fry it, than if you microwave it. And they kind of say, like, there's the highest amount of nutrient in the food will be, like, right out of the ground, right? So anytime that you eat food and cook food, you're going to have some type of nutrient loss. And I'm not sure, I need to look into microwaves and, like, how bad they are or if they're even bad. But even still, other microwaves and community microwaves and microwaves that you don't own are probably kind of gross if you think about it. So that's a little Hot Logic. That's why it is, like, something that I see so many bodybuilders have, because it is so convenient. And I know right now, and probably through the holidays, I've seen them put on multiple sales throughout the year. So you could probably pick up one for a pretty good price. And I've also seen it on Amazon, which is great. So you can always find it there too. If you choose to travel with your pre-workout or your protein powders, I would either get the little sample packs that you can get from your local farm, like your local supplement store. You can probably get free samples a lot of places. Or you can put them in baggies with a scoop, and then I would mark it well so that they know what's going on. I personally have traveled internationally with bags of white powder, which are protein powder and pre-workout, obviously, and I have never had a problem with them. I don't put them in my carry-on, though. I always put them in my checked bag, and I always double bag them, because you don't know if, like, if you put them in one Ziploc bag and that bag gets punctured, you're gonna have protein powder everywhere, And because it's like a milk-based substance, it's going to be bad. Like, even if it's dry, it's still gross, right? So don't trust one bag. Put it in two, or put it in a container or something that just does not leak, right? So now I'm going to move to talking about how my workouts are going to go. So I'm going to throw in my resistance band kit, which is by Black Mountain Products. I think it was around $30 or something like that, but it has multiple sizes of workout bands. It has the door hook handles. It's really convenient, easy to pack. I took it to Mexico with me. I love it. I have a bunch of workouts that I'm going to modify for that, for upper body, lower body, abs, etc. So that'll make it a lot easier. On top of that, I'm also putting in my yoga wheel. So this is an alternative to a foam roller. The foam roller is something that is solid all the way through, while the yoga wheel is actually hollow. It's like a wheel, right? I personally would look for finding a wheel that is smaller, just so it's more the diameter of a foam roller. So it's similar with that, but it is great for flexibility, back stretching. You can kind of roll out your legs on them. It's a little bit harder because they are thinner, but the nice thing is that the yoga wheel actually fits between your shoulder blades, so it really can get in there and help stretch. The reason why I take it when I travel is because it's hollow and I'm basically able to put it in there and fill it with socks. And I think it's like, I really don't notice that it's in there when I'm packing. It's not something that takes up a lot of space at all, which is exactly what I'm trying to do on this trip, because I don't really have that much room to put a lot of stuff. Of course, my booty bands are also coming along with me too. These are great for lateral walks, squats, donkey kicks, fire hydrants, etc. You can get in a really good glute burn with them, so they are light, easy to pack, and will be in my bag with me. And then I'm also going to use sliders. Sliders are something that you put on carpet and you, it's like the sliders that they use when they move furniture to make it glide over the carpet easier, but this is great for ab exercises. You can do mountain climbers really easy with it, kind of like knee tucks while in a plank position, things like that. An alternative to sliders, if you don't have them, are actually paper plates. So you can probably use some of the paper plates that you would have got for heating your food to do some ab exercises. So that's just a little tip there. I'm also bringing along a lot of tea because I want to make sure that I feel full and I'm not overeating at the dinners that I do go to. I know that restaurant eating will not be avoidable on either of these trips, but drinking tea throughout the day definitely makes me feel more full, so I'm not having to overeat at any dinner. I also want to make sure that I'm drinking water before I eat to kind of figure out like if I'm that hungry at all, or if I'm just thirsty or need some water or just bored, right? So working through that, seeing what you actually need and what would actually help you is really, really important, especially when traveling, especially when there is kind of, you know, if you go to a Christmas party, there's an endless amount of food available. So it's really important to figure out, am I hungry? Am I bored? Is it just convenient? What is it, right? So that is my strategy for making sure that I stay on track when I travel during the holidays. This can apply to anytime, even if you're traveling, say you want to travel to one of your competitions, this is going to really help bringing along those tools, bringing along the meal containers, the lunch boxes, the hot logic, the seasonings. It'll all really, really help. So I am hoping that, you know, leave some comments, reach out to us, talk to us. You can actually message us through Anchor FM. So if you go onto the website, so if you have any feedback, if you want to hear anything, you're always able to reach out and talk to us, and we would love to respond and chat back with our listeners. So that's always available to you. If you ever want coaching, we do competition coaching, we do lifestyle coaching. We love helping women meet their goals, and we have a really, really good community within that we've worked really hard to build, right? And this community is here to help you, encourage you. So reach out to us today and to let us know if you would like to join.